you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast, three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the W2F moment of our daily lives.
Hey TLC fam, welcome back to part two of Let's Get Real with Papa Floyd, where we brought him in to answer some of your heavily anticipated questions. I hope you guys enjoy.
What were your reactions to Corey and Zach and Mez? Why don't you start from the first one you've met? You met Zach first back in high school.
Yeah, but it didn't count back then.
Okay.
I mean, because he was meaningless.
Okay.
I don't mean
oh
like that.
Oh, my God.
In terms of...
meaningless, you guys.
In terms of... No, at this point.
At the point,
He was, you know, just another guy looking at Cheyenne.
Right.
So...
That was great.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I had pretty daughters. So, you know, there's always guys.
Had.
Right.
No, have.
I'm like...
No, well, I mean, had in past tense when you guys were younger.
We have not fallen off. No.
So what are your impressions of our children's fathers?
Yeah, let's go from there. Yes. Let's start with Zach, let's start with Corey, because he was the first one around.
All right.
Okay. Corey, I appreciated that Corey stepped up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Corey said, you know, after we went through the Maury Povich...
Ooh, I'm flicking you off in my head. My finger is itching.
They know the Maury Povich.
Yes.
The Maury story.
They know the Maury story.
So then when he stepped up and said, oh, no, test me, I'm good.
I'm the father.
Yeah, I'm the father, right. So, a lot of people, wouldn't do that. You know, so... You know, once he found out and it was verified, you know, he's always done the best that I think that he could do, mm-hmm. You know, and I can't think of one thing. I mean, you know, he's still a young man, you know, so I think he's doing okay. I think, you know, he still treats you with respect. He understands the relationship, you know, that him and Zach Ryder all have, you know, surrounding mm-hmm. around you or surrounding around Ryder. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's not easy, but he makes his way through that well, as does Zach.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so I think both of them handle that aspect very well.
They do.
Okay. You know, any way I could support Corey, because now he's, you know, a second father, you know. The only thing I'd say, you know, if, you know... Here's the deal.
What is happening?
What's the deal?
And this doesn't just pertain to Corey, but this pertains to a lot of young men that are of Corey's age. And you got this sounds. I don't even really want to say this.
So let's not say it.
It has nothing to do with Corey.
It has to do with Corey. Yeah. So.
No, it doesn't have to do with it.
So let's just stick to things about Corey. Yeah.
No, so I give Corey a thumbs up.
All right.
Okay. I think Corey does a good job.
Kate.
You know, he's tried to step up to the plate. I mean, he has stepped up to the plate,
right.
Undoubtedly. You know, so Corey's good. Zach, bringing Zach into the mix. You know, since Zach has come back around mm-hmm. and you've signed off on Zach, you know, I trust what you sign off on. You say he's a good guy. As far as I can tell, he's a good guy. You know, I remember the time he wasn't such a good guy. Or, you know, he wasn't, not that he was a bad guy, but this didn't have everything together. And you told me, he said, look, Dad, I like him, but I got to go.
Zach liked to run the streets, yeah. He was playing football in the streets like Dad was, remember?
Yeah, right.
He was young and having his fun.
Yeah, so, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, but you knew at that time, he wasn't the right guy for you. So you said, let me move on. Now he's come back around, circled back around, and he's got his shit more together. So, and in terms of Zach being attentive to you and taking care of you and taking care of Ace and Ryder, the way he involves himself with Ryder, you know, that's why I support them both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maz, I don't know as well because I haven't spent as much time with, but I try to. You know, give Maz the support system that he needs in dealing with this whole Reese Bass.
Floyd. You too.
He's talking about dealing with me, Kyle, and my mama.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My dad likes to put the three of us as it's like this triangle unit where it's like, if you're not in this unit, you.
What do you mean likes to put it like that? Is that not the way it is?
No, we definitely are.
We are a unit.
Yeah. You mess with Kyle, we all got an issue.
Yeah, you mess with Cheyenne.
Whether Kyle's in the wrong or
right or wrong.
Bring it on.
Yeah. That goes for Cheyenne as well. Like, we are each other's protectors.
Yeah, Zach was here last week with us, right? And we were talking about, he was talking about the same thing. He said, you know, their dad warned me about this wolf pack mentality that they basically have.
Yes.
And he said there was one day where him and Kyle had a great day together.
Great day.
I wasn't there. They had a great day together. They watched movies. You know, they ordered food. Great day. I guess I came home. Me and him got into an argument.
He said, I walked by him.
Kyle walked by him and just said, Fuck you. And he said he was sitting there like, we had a great day together. Like, you're not even in this argument. What is this energy coming from?
And he said, Cheyenne could be like, the sky is red. And he'd be like, no, the sky is blue. And I'd be like, he'd say, Kyle, what color is the sky? I'd be like,
it's red.
It's red to me.
So I agree that we have a pact.
Yes. But at the same time, if you make sense, you know, we're not going to...
Girl, we got a pack. Leave it at that.
Well, you know, that's another thing that I am proud of you guys about. Because I always have taught you guys, since you were little, always take care of each other.
Yes.
Okay? No matter what. I ain't put nobody else there. I didn't put your mama there. I didn't put me there. Take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As long as you guys are doing that.
Yeah, there was like a rule in our family where it was, don't tell on your sister unless it's like life-altering or...
Yeah.
You know, really, really bad. So
wait, we got sidetracked.
Okay.
Back to Maz.
Right.
Now, here's the deal with Maz. I have probably a little bit different opinion of Maz than Kyle does, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see it differently. You know.
Oh, I know we do.
She's more emotionally involved,
mm-hmm.
where I am more in terms of systematic, you know, you got to try to... See, my thing is you have to try to work things out. Do I think he's a bad guy? I don't think he's a bad guy. Do I think he is unknowledgeable on some things? I do. I think he doesn't know. From what I understand, and I'm not trying to put his business out, I don't think what I'm about to say is detrimental, but his father wasn't around when he was young.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So that means he didn't have a model. He didn't have anybody to show him, tell him, to have him have a better understanding of what it is to be a father or a good man to a woman. I don't know if he's seen that as an example, okay? So he's doing the best that he can. Now, do I think that he cares for her, likes her? I think he does. Does he express it well? Maybe he obviously he doesn't in terms of the way Kyle. The way Kyle receives it. But you know,
it's not just how I receive it. It's his actions. It's what he does. It's not...
This is Dad's interpretation, okay, girl? Yeah. You don't just breathe and drink your water.
Drink some water,
just
y'all.
Breathe. Let's put it like this. I think, you know, there obviously is some type of attraction between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have some babies.
Because it ain't like they had one and said, okay, this was a mistake. I never want to see you again. It's
right.
Like, oh,
Well, look at their face. We got you one. Guys.
Maybe we can have two and create a family.
I love you, Kyle.
You know, I mean, I love me too, y'all.
The idea of trying to have the idea of trying to create a family is a great idea. It takes work. It yes, takes it work on yeah, both sides. Okay. And anytime that you think that you've done all the work and the other person is not doing enough, you might be right, but that doesn't mean give up. Because oftentimes in a relationship, it's not a 50-50. You know, oftentimes there's one person that's doing more than the other, but you're sometimes waiting for that person to catch up. Okay, are waiting for that person to kick in. There's levels of maturity. There's levels of financial ability. There's levels of just emotional availability. And sometimes it takes people a while. You know, so rather than saying, and this is not all I'm saying. I'm just saying in relationships. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, this person isn't ready. Forget this person. If you like that person, again, that's why you define what love is. You know, and Kyle told me one day, she said, no, Daddy, I think I love him.
I do care very much about him.
So then, so again, if you defined what that means, then these small things that are getting in the way maybe wouldn't be in the way. They'd just be small things. You'd find ways to try to work things out, to make things happen. Do I think Meze is a good guy? I actually think he is a good guy. Do I think he's, you know, needs to learn some things? Yeah, probably so. I know when I was his age, I did. You know, most men don't have all the answers, you know, but.
I like your answer, yeah. And I do agree. That's fair. Was something that you liked out of him because, you know, the penis slipped twice.
There definitely are.
Young and full of cum. Young, dumb, and full of cum. You guys just see her face. She's sitting here the like, answers. I did nothing. Oh. I don't know that man.
I was there. Go back to your, I was there, all right. Wait, go to your questionnaire.
I was going to do like some fast, quick answers. So I'm just going to do ones that you can do quick answers, okay. Dad. Right. Okay.
What's that? Like 15 second answers?
Yeah.
Answers.
Like just quick.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite trait about each kid?
And Shannon. Because you've known
I'm
her.
I'm a kid. I'm okay, a kid.
Easy. The way you've handled motherhood.
What?
That's my favorite.
What about before kids?
Like
Yeah. He's like, I remember getting put out of your house a couple times.
I've never put you.
Yes,
out
you house. Have. I'm gonna call your dad right now. Well, he said,
it'd be I like, you live close. Yeah, you can walk home.
Yeah. No. Literally, you're in trouble. How did you pick our names?
So, Shannon's name I didn't pick.
No, you did not.
Kyle's name is a combination. Kyle, yeah, her name is R. R represented being her mother, our child, our love. Okay, R. And then her middle name is Kyle, which is my middle name, and Lynn, her mother's middle name. So it represented our child. This is our creation. This is our baby.
Okay? I love that.
R, Kyle, Lynn.
That's
Cheyenne. The Kristen part, I wasn't had nothing to do
with. Oh, by the way, y'all, Cheyenne's first name is actually Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen.
I don't know her either.
But the reason that came with Cheyenne is because I've always appreciated the spirituality of the American Indian and their relationship to Earth. You know, how they prayed, how they took care of the animals, how they took care of the land. You know, just it's a spiritual thing. I couldn't name her Apache or Blackfoot. So,
you could have.
You could have. Nowadays, you definitely could have.
Right.
But you know, but Cheyenne is kind of a thank you to them.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
And their relationship to Earth, and that was my way of saying, you know, I appreciate that part of your spirit. To all
that's
the
beautiful.
All
the I love Dad.
Both. I love both. Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very okay.
Thoughtful.
Super easy question.
Okay.
Super easy.
Three.
Who's your favorite child?
The third one.
Okay, by the way,
the third one?
We really do sometimes joke around that our dad may have another child in Utah.
If you're out there, where are your sisters?
So that 23andMe, I never take
it. Yeah, he refuses to do it.
Never, he thinks he has a long lost child somewhere.
Never going to happen.
Oh, that's another question I get a lot. did it bother you that you didn't have a son?
Oh, that was a
No, well,
okay. Yes.
I'm gonna make it a quick deal. Part of the reason, because I've told that story about Ryder before, mm-hmm. and I've got emotional behind telling it at times, and it's because I might have had a son, but I made the same mistake that I was pushing mm-hmm. you towards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do I miss not having? No, I don't. I think I did. I just didn't get a chance to spend much time with him.
Aw, Dad.
Aww. Y'all, I would have been a middle child and even more messed up. Oh my gosh. But that was very sentimental, Dad.
Aw, Dad.
That was what real. Oh my gosh.
Zach's dumb. He's asking questions on
so that's
too.
The one thing in my life. That's the one thing that I do regret.
How many more grandchildren do you want?
You know, grandchildren are easy. You guys want to keep having them, it's up to you.
My dad will definitely take the kids for a few days, and then he'll be like, okay,
come get your kids.
It's time to get him. Or he's like, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Get these kids.
I'm outside.
Yeah. And I like kids.
You're like, have it.
Kids are rough. Grandkids are,
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, three pieces of advice for raising a teenage girl.
Oof.
Three pieces of advice?
Okay, one piece.
Watch what they dress, how they dress. I mean, you know, they're going to want to do short shorts. And you just got to try to keep
them in. Wearing short shorts.
Yeah, I remember I wasn't allowed to wear tights at a young age.
Because you had a booty.
Yeah.
You had a body.
I was very well, like my body was very mature at a young age.
Yeah. The thing is, whether your daughters are cute or not, the sexuality.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't want somebody to think it's my kid ain't cute that some ain't gonna try to get her.
That's true.
Okay. The amount of sexuality that is on TV and movies today, you know, will make people go crazy. So you have to try to temper that, you know, in the way they display themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's not their fault, but you just as a parent, do your best. And then while also talking to them, making them aware of the situation. You know, there's gonna be somebody who's gonna try to hoodwink you.
How about a quick piece of business advice? A lot of people are really interested in the entrepreneurial side of you.
Okay, so business has changed dramatically from the time I started doing business or even before. You know, this new wave of doing business, if you can do a business now and not have a brick and mortar store, okay, because that's one nut, that the rent that you don't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. You know, if your generation, you guys should be really taking advantage of the social media platform where it doesn't, your overhead isn't as expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as costly. That way, you know, you can give it a shot. And if it doesn't go,
you're not wasting money.
You're not tied into a lease. You're not tied into inventory. da da da. But here's another thing. If you fail the first time round, don't give up. You got to keep on going. I mean, you know, there's stories of like Walt Disney, you know, went bankrupt, you know, 12 times before he finally got it right. And, you know, the stories like that of old entrepreneurs is mm-hmm. endless.
Yes.
You know? So true. You want to take a shot, take a shot.
That's good advice. Yeah. That's really good take advice. A shot.
And there's a commercial on right now. It has to do with the Olympics, but it really has to do with mentality. And let me see if I can get it right. It says, you don't have to be amazing to start, but you have to start to be amazing.
I love that.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
I like that.
You don't have to be the best at whatever, but get your feet in. Worst thing that happens is it doesn't go. Okay. Try it again. Try something else. Yeah. But if you do something that doesn't cost you a lot of money, you know, if you have a product, put it on Etsy or whatever this little social program.
Yeah,
that's good. That way you're learning the business all around. You're wearing product development. You're marketing yourself. You know, you're advertising yourself. You're taking your own inventory. You know, just get in there. And then there are entrepreneurial programs usually at JC's that you can get involved into. If you just want to kind of learn the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. It's now offered as a degree or like a...
Yeah, you can get a degree.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was...
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah. The playing field has definitely changed.
Yeah. Can you give us two of your proudest moments as a father? Like an actual something that happened.
Two of my proudest moments as a father. The one was when I could put both of my kids, it had to do with my financial abilities. Mm-hmm. I was going to have both of my kids in good schools. Okay? And the schools, neither one of them were cheap. You know, I kind of just said to myself, I never tell anybody this, but I just said to myself, okay, Kyle, you're doing all right. You got both your kids in a good situation.
I'll give you a pound on that because
they pricey.
So that's one. Hmm? And then, you know, just to have good kids. You know, you guys didn't end up crazy.
He was about to say pregnant.
No. Strung out and pregnant.
I saw the put happening, and then he looked at us like, yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, here's the old story with having kids. If you have girls, you got to be worried that they get pregnant. If you have boys, you got to get ready because they might go to jail. So.
Well, damn.
Well, I mean, you know, so yeah, there's, you know, plus and minus both sides.
Wow.
But. My proudest moments as a father was just to realize that I was handling my business in terms of taking care of my family.
Right.
Yeah. I like that. Good schools, yeah.
I like that. I have another question that's related off the family. Did you have a vision for your family? Or like,
oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
you owe me a soda.
Yeah, I did have a vision, and it was really going okay.
Until what happened? We don't want to know.
Yeah, we won't go into that.
Okay. I saw a lot of people ask, how do you feel about me doing MTV? Like going back to like when I first said I'm going to go on Are You the One?
Okay, so I don't know if they know the story, but when it first came up, you know, we had like a family discussion, you know, about how you would conduct yourself and that your grandmother would be watching.
And this is when on Are You the One, which is super sexualized.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that show was crazy. You could 10 pretty guys, 10 pretty women, put them in a house, fill it full of booze. Okay, let's go. You know, so it's dangerous, but you handled yourself well. You know, because I think your foundation is good. Okay, mm-hmm. So you didn't get up there and, you know, you ain't going to be making out in the bathroom with the camera right there. You know, them people, that's dumb shit. Them people get caught doing stuff like that. You
know. When the truth comes out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you handled yourself well on that. And, you know, at first everybody was holding their breath, you know, making sure. But you did okay. You know, and then.
Good job, Cheyenne.
You conducted yourself well. You conducted yourself really well because it got to the point where I tell my friends, you know, you check my daughter out, she's on the TV.
Oh, so at first you were hesitant to tell. You're like, hell nah, I'm not letting nobody.
She didn't let nobody know but the family. He was on a need-to-know basis.
You know. That is actually really funny. I would have never thought about
that's
that.
That's funny.
He said need-to-know basis.
But then you're like, I'm proud of my girl.
Yeah, she was actually handling herself well.
You could go watch her. So what about when I did the challenge?
The challenge, well, you know, you were more of a cheerleader and princess type as opposed to the athletic run up the mountain. So I thought that would be quick and you know. But you actually, I was pretty proud of you as far as you went.
Yeah.
You know,
even I think though we
the
all
way
were.
They do, the way they do the skulls now, you'd never, it wouldn't happen now.
Oh, I'd be off the first show.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the first, but
maybe the second.
No, but you know, it was cool. It was cool.
And you know, what do you think about Teen Mom?
So Teen Mom, you know, we're going to pass Teen Mom. Or no, Teen Mom, I think you do fine.
Are we going to pass it? We're still in it.
No. Right. What I'm saying is you've now developed a whole platform where you're using that whole social media thing. Mm-hmm. You know, where before, you know, it was like a quick pop. You know, I could do this pop. I could make a little money on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Just conduct yourself right. Don't be, you know, act no fool.
Yeah.
And then kind of the same thing with the challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no real long term. Right. You know, but when Teen Mom came around and that kind of opened up, then you started really understanding how social media worked or could work. And, you know, now that you use the platform for other things other than this, you know, posing here, you know, booty shot, you know, cause I see that all the time. But you actually are talking about not as much as you could, but you talk about Black Lives Matter. You talk about teenage pregnancy. You talk about, you know, the pandemic. You talk about the voting, you know, get out and vote. You know, so you're using your platform to, you know, do more than just, you know, gloss.
Gloss.
Yeah. She uses it for positive.
Yeah.
Talking about Black Lives Matter, I did see a couple people ask how you raised us to be, like, proud Black women.
Well, you know, I think that's pretty simple. I mean, in every culture, you know, there are, I would think every culture should be proud of whatever culture they're, wherever they came from, whether you're Irish, whether you're, you know, Black, whether you're American Indian, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Armenian, you know, be proud of what you got. Now, you have to spend a little time and understand what you got. You got to understand your background. You know, and with me, I was fortunate that I did study a little bit about Black history. I mean, I just wanted to know who I was. So I share that with them, you know, what's the difference between, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King? You know, who is, you know, Fred Hampton? You know, who are these people, Stokely Carmichael? What are the Black Panthers? You know, don't let anybody tell you they this is gun runners, you know, somebody who don't know what they're talking about. But when you, if you're going to know your history, you know, once you start to know it, you know, who's Frederick Douglass? What was the whole slavery thing? You know, who are these folks? Then you can, it's easy to be proud.
Yeah,
because you realize you came from kings and queens.
Yeah, it definitely was an open conversation in our house. And
well, you know why it was important in our house too, because you were in a kind of a very you particularly were in a very white environment.
Yes,
so
I was.
Nobody, we weren't sending you there to be whitewashed or to become.
No, I was not there to assimilate.
Tiffany. Yeah, you know, you were there because we thought it was the best school for you, but we still want you to recognize who you are.
Yep.
You know, so it was important, you know, that we made those.
Instill those
values,
Yeah.
So.
Good job, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Daddy.
You've done a good job. I'm proud of you as a father.
Oh, are you proud of me?
Yes. Do you have any questions for us?
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Who wants to go first? I'll go.
I was thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. Go, Shannon.
Hopefully.
No. Oh. Put it out right.
Okay. Yeah. I see myself in 5 years in a very nice condo with my G-Wagon, with my son very well in school, going to Sequoia, and with a husband.
Okay.
Can we be in a house?
If I'm in a house, then I'm not going to be in. I want to say I'd be in LA, but I feel like I'd be in a condo in 5 years.
Girl,
okay, I'll be
I
in
got
a house.
Bigger dreams for you than I'll you dream for yourself.
I'll be okay. Let me Rhea, cut that. I'll be in. Here's my vision. I will be in a small, beautiful black house.
Okay.
With
it's big, by the way, y'all.
Yes. In Pasadena or in Eagle Rock, Highland Park area.
Yes.
With my son going to Sequoia, in my G-Wagon, and with the husband.
Mm, there we go, Shannon.
Tell me just a little bit about this husband.
My husband will be very well in the industry, whether it's with TV. Rather, he'll be able to hold his own and be able to provide for me and Parker. He'll be very receptive of my lifestyle, my son. He will just be a very good man.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
I like that.
I do too.
Had to get you there, but you did.
Yeah, had to get out of that condo into a house.
Right. And then a small house. Girl, we're going to have to work on your dreams.
I think we should have a vision board night.
Yeah, Shannon, I need you to think bigger.
I mean, I live in L.A.
No. Good no, Lord. No. We got to think big. Okay,
well, if I'm living in freaking Eagle Rock in Highland Park...
Shannon, dream large.
Okay, so where are
large.
You in 5 years?
Where are you in 5 years? 5 years. I'm in the biggest house on the block, baby.
Yes.
Biggest house on the block. Pool, jacuzzi, gym. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm not, though. I'm not She's kidding. Not.
How'd you get there?
Hard work, dedication.
No, that's the general. Give me.
Okay, 5 years from now, where do I see myself? 5 years from now, I see myself happily married to Zachary. With
it's the eyes for me.
With Ryder in a really good school, playing sports or doing whatever activity she wants to do, but excelling in it. I see her with really good grades. I see Ace going to what would it be like kindergarten by then or like first grade or something, right? I see probably another baby happening around then. If not already born,
Dad's face.
You should see my father's face. I see us living in a really nice neighborhood with really, really long trees. When you drive up to the house, like the neighborhood just looks like a really like beautiful family oriented neighborhood. I see us having a church home. I see us traveling a lot. I see us being financially stable and successful and able to do the things that we want to do for our children and for ourselves. I see Zach bringing me flowers and breakfast in bed. Girl, I be dreaming, okay? You need to learn how to dream like me.
I'm over here like, dude, can I dream again?
My nails are done. My hair is done. My edges are still laid. My eyebrows are right. Oh. I see my parents healthy and alive. I see my grandparents. I see... my sister with this fine ass man and her kids, and we're all in the backyard barbecuing.
Can I be in that dream?
And she's Shannon and her husband there. Right. And she lives next door in her big black house, not her little small house.
We're living on Big Street.
We're living on the Big Street. Yeah. Mine is really family oriented. I just want my family to be successful and healthy and stable. I really.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free.
Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Free Bridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
All right, Kelby, how about you?
Okay, so I will be in a healthy, loving relationship that is supportive of me and my sons. I will be living between two continents. I will be multilingual along with my children.
How many kids you got?
I have two.
She has six.
Yeah. Oh. 5 years from now.
Well, it depends on when this healthy relationship starts, okay? Right. You might have six. I'll probably have a farm somewhere. I will have taken ImageQuest, my parents' business, to the place where I want to take it in terms of crossing it over into a digital front so that we can, you know, keep going on these great family vacations. I see myself traveling a lot. I see my children in schools that I think are supportive and, you know, good environments for them that help nurture their creativity or their athleticism, their curiosity, my language visions for them. I see, again, my family very healthy, together, enjoying each other, full of love. I'm in the process of relaunching or reestablishing, rebranding the 18th letter. So I see the 18th letter as a very successful self-care, self-love, and self-preservation brand, company, lifestyle movement where luxury meets everyday life. I see myself happy, at peace. My skin is glowing. And I'm just happy, and I feel like I'll be at a place that I've been working towards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years, you're going to have to find me because I'm going to be gone.
Will you be on another continent with me?
I'll probably maybe. Well, you know, now that COVID, well, I was going to say COVID is slowing down, but now it looks like it's popping back up again. But as soon as we get past that hump, I'm going country hopping.
Yeah.
Where's your first stop?
I think Belize. I'm going to go check out Belize.
I'm going to come with you.
I'm coming too.
Because I met somebody who bought some property down there, and it's
beautiful,
really inexpensive.
Yeah.
And it's still relatively close. I like Mexico, and it's right part of Mexico. So I'm going to do a little island hopping and see where I can go. Because all I want to do is just get a little, you know, cantina where I could open when I want to. Don't open if I don't have to. Mm-hmm. Have some good steaks, have some good chicken. If you come by, you know, I make a little money, pour them a drink, you know, clothes when I want.
Have good conversations.
I like that, Dad. Yeah. I like that, too.
So basically, you're going to have to find me.
I feel like
I'll let you know where I am. But
we'll find you.
But I feel like that is something that we've talked about, like just growing up or just in life in general. It's like moving out of the country and having like a little food spot, a little bar somewhere, and, you know,
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that was one of my questions. What is your favorite place that you've been, you traveled to? My last question.
Well, if you look at big cities, and let me see, I've done, what big cities have we done?
Where have I gone?
Well, I mean, big cities, you know.
You've Frisco, done like.
New York.
Oh. I was thinking outside of the country.
Right. What is your favorite place outside of the country?
Because you've.
Favorite big city would be Barcelona.
Yeah, I was going to say, you really liked Barcelona.
Barcelona's favorite big city. Favorite island. Man, I used to say St. Thomas, but I think I got to go with Bimini, though, right now.
Where's
Bimini? Bimini is this little itty-bitty island. It's in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I think this got like one Hyatt hotel on it.
I love it.
I like that. I mean,
it's so small. When you guys look for it, you're going to have to expand your map.
Mm-hmm.
And then expand it again. Then you might see a little dot. And then open it up some more. And then you'll see it. Bimini.
How did you find out about Bimini?
Well, it's not far off of Miami. So we were spending some time in Miami. Mm-hmm. And then we took a ferry there.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And this is like no cars on the island. Maybe there's some cars. I just didn't see them. You take little like golf carts.
I love that. Okay, I love those. Yeah.
But the water is as blue as you ever seen. And it's warm, and you walk out half a mile, and the water's only up to here. And then you walk back, and the locals are grilling lobster and fish tacos, and it's just a beautiful thing.
That's something that I get a lot. People are often
let's take a trip, y'all. All right, can we go?
And, you know, it's not an expensive trip either, because, you know, to Miami.
Right, yeah. And then you're taking a boat.
The ferry.
Yeah.
A lot of people tend to ask me, like, what got you into traveling and all this stuff? And I would say definitely, like, my dad and his family. My mom, she travels as well, my grandmother. But my dad's family, they've traveled extensively way before I was born.
And let me tell you, audience, one thing that I've realized in traveling. You know what you know because of where you live
Where,
and the time in which you grew up.
Yes.
This whole thing about we're Americans in the greatest country in the world, you know, take all that and sell it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Go see the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I mean, we're fine here in America, but, you know, there's plenty of places that you don't have this same rat race stress, you know, brought on you every day.
It's a different lifestyle where you can actually enjoy your life.
And that's why I said, you got to find me because I'm out of here. Yeah. You guys just about really done with me.
That's why I'm, I will be between two continents because I want that more relaxed life where you're not working every day just to like feel like you're surviving, but you're working and you're enjoying your life. Like you actually get to kick back, enjoy your family, enjoy the cookouts and just
enjoy the people.
breathe fresh air, water.
Like. Don't get the Trump mentality where you just got to keep on making money. I got to make more.
Yeah.
Go spend it. Make some, spend it. Have a good time. Enjoy life.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too.
Enjoy life. Dad, I've enjoyed having you on our podcast.
Yeah, you know, put the check in the mail, you know.
So the way that we end each show or each recording is we give a word of advice, and it could be anything you want to say, or you do your W2F moment of the week. So we'll start, and then you can finish us off, okay?
Okay. All right.
I have mine.
Okay, we'll go.
Mine was, or is buy.
WD?
No, mine is a word of advice.
Okay.
So buy yourself those flowers at the grocery store or wherever you see beautiful flowers. Buy them for yourself because it's worth it. I buy myself flowers every single week. I buy myself three things of flowers and put them in vases around my house, and it just uplifts my spirit when I come into my house, and they're always colorful flowers. So they don't have to be expensive. Don't wait for your man to buy you flowers. Just buy them yourself. I feel like it'll bring you happiness when you're coming in from a long day at work or you feel like your kids are going crazy. Just look at the flowers. So buy yourself flowers.
I like that.
Hey, Shannon, I like that.
I like that too.
Thank you.
I know what mine is. And it's actually words that my father has said my entire life. It's basically, it's not a problem unless you make it a problem. Mm-hmm. So it's, so to me, that's just like picking and choosing your battles and learning how to respond or react or sometimes not respond and react to certain situations. So
I guess I'll do a WTF. Mine is that Zach got a motherfucking dog. What the fuck? Yeah. Okay? That's how I feel about it.
What's all the language?
It's my podcast. And that's my WTF. I am upset with the dog. He has replaced me, Ace and Ryder, with this little dog that he's calling Deuce. And I'm like, Ace and Deuce, they sound like they're brothers. And he keeps on going, my son. And I'm like, which one? Because
you're really cuddling
the dog like he's a baby. The other night, he rocked the dog to sleep.
Also,
rocked him to sleep. Put the dog on his chest. I'm hot.
Zach would like to know if he can return the chickens because they have not produced eggs yet.
You got to give them to the end of the month.
Okay, so now the issue is today, this is my WTF of my actual day. So the dog didn't drink water and eat, and Zach freaked out. He's saying we have to go to the emergency room because he thinks that the dog ate some of the chicken poop, and he's like, the dog's gonna die. Like, he's really freaking out.
Oh, he needs to chill.
I canceled my photo shoot for this brand that I had to get done because Zach had to go to the emergency room with the dog. So he drops me and Ace off at my mom's house, and he's like, I'm taking Deuce to the emergency room. He sits in the emergency room for hours, does not get seen. He gets upset, so he leaves. He gets home. The dog is thirsty as shit, hungry, eating, thirsty, drinking all the water and running around playing. He calls me and goes, babe, false alarm. There was no alarm to go off, okay? Right. So,
oh my gosh. You just got too much going on in your house right now.
It's too much. We have two chickens, thanks, Dad, a puppy, a newborn, a four-year-old, and then each other.
And then each other.
You guys are like the Jetsons.
Good. So I'm having a rough week. Okay, I'm having a rough week. Dad?
I don't have, what's it called?
What WTF.
I don't have any of those.
You said, I don't even know what those letters are.
I could say the word. I'm a little dyslexic, but I don't have rough weeks. If I have a rough week, something got to go. Somebody, something, you know, out of my
space. Pick and choose your battles.
So I don't have any of those. So my word of advice would be, I'd just say this. I'd like to come back one day. I want to talk about a couple other subjects. Let's talk some politics and some religion and some personal finance.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I think the religion conversation with Dad would be great. Only because people are really confused because of the clothing that you wear. So I have a lot of people who are like Muslim who are like, hey, I didn't know your family is Muslim. And I'm like,
where?
We're not. Yeah. And they're like, your dad wears traditional Muslim clothing at times. And I'm like, no, he just travels and likes to buy authentic pieces.
There are parts of,
so travel, y'all.
There are parts of Islamic religion that I believe in. It's like there are parts of Christianity that I believe in.
Yeah.
There's parts of Judaism. I mean, there's stuff in the Torah that makes
sense. I've heard you describe yourself as a Muslim Jew to someone before.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And a person just stared at my dad for like 10 seconds and was like, I don't know if I should walk away or keep talking. Right. And I was just like, oh, this is really happening.
I think we should have you back on. If you guys want Mr. Floyd back on the podcast, please comment below. Let us know if he should come back.
And we can dive deep into...
We can pick a subject.
It's not a problem unless you make it one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really takes years to understand that or to work it.
I like that. It's a practice.
But if you get to the point where you can work it, your life will be so easy.
We might need to do a series with Dad.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Who wants to close us out?
Dun, 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 dun. I vote Shannon.
What do I say?
Okay, Kyle.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for tuning in with us this week on the Think Loud Crew podcast. Make sure that you tune in on your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, or Google. Were you going to say something, Mr. Floyd?
I was going to say one thing. For anybody that's my age.
Yes.
Even if you're not, pickleball. Go find the game of pickleball.
Oh, my God.
I've seen pickleball more.
Okay, no. Come on. My boobs are hurting.
Thank you all for listening to us this week. You can find us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and YouTube. Again, my name is R, and you can find me on Instagram at R Kyle Lynn.
And you guys can follow me on my podcast also.
He doesn't have one. You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
Where can they follow me?
Pretty Boy Floyd.
Pretty Boy Floyd. I only have like 6 followers.
I think it's Pretty Boy Floyd 03.
Okay. I only have 6 followers. By this time next week, I want to have 60 and then 600. 1,000.
Okay, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Social media gang. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right. We're out of here. I got to go, y'all.
All right. See you guys. Have fun.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.